This is an audio summary for your IP 8999 course. The reading is Comprehensive Scorecard, Chapter 7 of Recreate the Organization You Really Want by John R. Latham, published in 2016. This chapter explains how to build a measurement system that tells you, early enough to act, whether your strategy and systems are actually creating stakeholder value. Here is the summary. Latham opens with the problem of late feedback. Too often we find out the strategy is not working or the systems are not performing only after the damage is done. When a customer opens a defective product, it is too late. Fixing problems after delivery is far more expensive than preventing them, and in some cases, the fix wipes out all the profit and more. What leaders need is feedback as early in the process as possible, plus a deep understanding of how the system works so they know what the early measures actually mean for downstream performance. A comprehensive scorecard goes beyond the bottom line to that deeper, systemic understanding. The scorecard rests on three integrated perspectives: value for the stakeholders, progress and effectiveness of the strategy, and performance of the systems and processes. Stakeholders come first conceptually, because the purpose of the organization is to create value for them. Strategy comes second, because strategy exists to increase that value. Latham makes a point worth holding on to. A strategy is an untested hypothesis. We use our current understanding of internal and external factors to develop what we think will work, but until we implement it, we do not know whether the hypothesis is correct. Results are rarely a clean worked or did not work. They are usually mixed, and we can adjust the strategy if feedback arrives early enough. Systems come third because form follows function, but the order reverses when identifying measures. The systems model becomes the framework for the scorecard, because while not all system measures relate to stakeholders or strategy, every stakeholder and strategy measure relates to the system. Customer satisfaction illustrates how one measure can serve all three perspectives at once. It indicates how well the system is working, it often tracks a strategic goal, and it is a stakeholder outcome. Latham then gives explicit selection criteria, applied as a sequence of five questions for each candidate measure. First, is it a stakeholder or regulatory requirement, something you must measure and report whether or not you find it useful? If yes, add it. If no, second, is the measure actionable, either directly or indirectly? Customer satisfaction, for instance, is a lagging measure, but you can influence its drivers, such as on-time delivery, so it is indirectly actionable. The trick is to measure what is useful, rather than what is merely easy to measure. If the measure is not actionable, drop it. If it is, ask three more questions, and if the answer to anyone is yes, keep it. Will it help manage or improve a system? Will it help develop or deploy the strategy? And will it help understand or validate value created for a stakeholder? The goal is to eliminate measures that will not repay the effort of collecting them. The design of the scorecard then follows the seven top-level systems from the previous chapter in a particular sequence. First, customer measures, covering the stakeholders who receive and use the organization's outputs. These include perceptions, such as satisfaction surveys, perceived value, top box and bottom box scores, and complaints by type. Behaviors, such as repeat purchase rates, referral revenue, and market share, which matter because customers do not fully understand their own purchase decisions, so behavior validates what they say. And customer success, meaning the degree to which the product actually helped the customer accomplish their goal, such as graduates hired in their profession, weight lost, or blood pressure reduced. Where customers have no real choice, as in monopolies or government services, success measures can substitute for repeat and referral measures. Second, production measures, working backward from the customer. Product and service quality measures, such as defect rates, returns, warranty work, and on-time delivery, act as proxies that predict customer satisfaction. Behind those sit operations and support process measures, such as cycle time, inventory turns, productivity, and cost reductions, which in turn predict product quality. Latham advises keeping scope under control at the top level. Focus on the key processes essential for external customers and let each department build its own measures later. Third, supplier and partner measures, which predict production results, preferred supplier counts, rejection rates, on-time delivery, and cost reductions. Since inspecting every incoming shipment is expensive, some organizations certify supplier processes instead. And one chief executive described developing long-term suppliers and helping them build their own scorecards rather than firing them. Fourth, workforce measures, because systems without people do not exist. People bring processes to life. These cover well-being and satisfaction, including engagement surveys, voluntary turnover, absenteeism, and accident rates. Development, such as training hours and cross-training percentages, and work system performance, such as innovation and suggestion rates. Fifth, knowledge and information system measures of two types. Content measures, covering the amount, type, and reliability of information, and system measures, covering the user experience and uptime. Examples include the percentage of measures that have competitive comparisons. Sixth, leadership and strategy measures. A leadership scorecard defines role model leadership behavior, often tracking where leaders spend their time, including hours spent with customers and other stakeholders. One chief executive put it as, "Your priority is where your feet are." Financial measures sit here too, because leaders are agents for the investors, whether owners, donors, or taxpayers. Commercial measures include revenue, profitability, return on sales, operating margins, and liquidity. Nonprofits often focus on overhead burden relative to serving beneficiaries. Government bodies focus on accomplishing the mission for the least tax burden. Latham notes that many companies that successfully transform to sustainable excellence are privately held, with owners motivated by long-term viability rather than quarterly results. The strategy side has two dimensions: measures tied to the strategic goals and objectives, and measures for tracking strategic initiatives, which use four interrelated project metrics: quality or performance, schedule, cost, and scope. Change one and the others move, so leaders need all four. Seventh, governance measures: penalties and fines, audit findings, ethics hotline calls, charitable contributions, volunteer hours, recycling, energy use, and emissions. The connection between ethics measures and financial upside is not always clear, but the risks are: a misstep in any of these areas can cost you the entire firm. And excellence means role model performance, not merely meeting requirements. Latham adds that the same seven-area structure applies at any level of the organization. Output measures at a lower level often become in-process measures one level up. He also stresses that scorecard development is iterative. No organization builds a top-level scorecard in one sitting. Create the best first draft you can, implement, and adjust. For each measure, performance must be understood in three dimensions: the current level, the trend over time, and the comparison to other organizations. Comparisons matter because they create healthy dissatisfaction with the status quo. Latham frames competitive comparison as a learning race with four situations. Best is when you are ahead and improving faster, increasing your lead. Second best is when the competitor is ahead but you are improving faster and catching up. The dangerous cases are when a competitor behind you is learning faster, because it is only a matter of time until they pass you. The only durable answer is to learn faster than the comparison organizations. The chapter closes with the leader as organization architect, who leads scorecard development at every level, involves stakeholders in testing key measures, and even includes measures of their own leadership style in the annual employee survey. Latham's final warning: measurement by itself is a parasite. It consumes resources, so every measure must help leaders run or improve the organization, or it is not worth its cost. For your organizational assessment work, this chapter offers a ready diagnostic. Check whether the organization's scorecard covers all stakeholders, tracks strategy, measures all key systems, and includes levels, trends, and comparisons. That is the end of the summary.